Hey, football fans, I'm Gene Knight, and this is Friday Night's Losers. Each week, I'll pick the losers in games that can be heard on the OTS Sports Network, as well as select games from across the state of South Carolina. I'm assisted by my loser-picking machine, J5V. Got a full slate, J5V, so let's get picking some Friday Night's Losers.
Strom Thurmond versus Lincoln County, Georgia.
These two teams have never met, but both teams have some common opponents who both have been destroyed. The Johnny Rebs get out a bucket of holy water and pour it on the demons from Georgia's freshwater coast to get another win.
Gene, that's a Strom Thurmond. I was late. Did you pick us to lose?
No, Strom, I picked you to win.
Yes, Daddy, Gene picked us to win. Shut up, Strom Jr. I'm talking to Gene.
Hey, Strom.
Yeah.
Friday night's loser, the Lincoln County Red Devils in a close one.
Seneca versus D.W. Daniel.
The Bobcats and Lions have met 76 times since 1953. Daniel has a 50-24 advantage and have won the last six games in a row. Make it seven. The Kings of the Central Jungle pounce on the Oconee County Pumas and tear them from limb to limb. Friday, night's loser, the Seneca Bobcats.
Cane Bay versus Myrtle Beach.
The Seahawks and Cobras have met only once. It was in the playoffs of 2010, with Myrtle Beach coming away with a 45-22 win. Both teams are struggling this year. The Grand Strand Buccaneers go ashore in Flower Town and slay the Hooded Snakes in their field. Friday, night's loser, the Cane Bay Cobras.
Towns County, Georgia versus Dixie High School.
These two teams have never met, but do have a common opponent or two. The Due West Sting swarms all over the Hiawassee Braves in their teepees, and there is no escape from certain green death. Friday, night's loser, the Towns County Indians.
Hampton County versus Christchurch.
The Hurricanes and Cavaliers have never met. Wearing a feather cap in a hurricane is ill-advised. The feather-capped, sword-swinging Episcopalians cannot handle the big blue typhoon and get murdered in Murdochville. Friday, night's loser, the Christchurch Cavaliers.
Bamberg Earhart versus Hunter Kennard Tyler.
The Red Raiders and Trojans have only played 10 times since 1970. Bamberg Earhart has won 8 of those games. The last time HKT won was in 1971. The Big Red Dragons melt the three-town brushy-headed Warriors in their armor at the Dragon Pit. Friday, night's loser, the Hunter Kiner Tyler Trojans.
Chester versus Keenan.
Chester and Keenan High School have played each other 10 times since 1998, and the Cyclones have won all 10 games. Make it 11. Ray McLeod's Green Renegades can't withstand all the power of Victor Floyd's Big Red Tornadoes in Storm Central, USA. Friday, night's loser, the Keenan Raiders.
Richland Northeast versus Lancaster.
These two teams have met 27 times since 1981, and the Bruins hold a 16-game advantage on the Cavaliers and have won the last six in a row. The last time Richland Northeast won was in 2001. This time, Richland Northeast swings their swords. The Red Rose Bears get worn down by the feather-capped swashbucklers in the fourth quarter and lose a scoring contest. Friday, night's loser, the Lancaster Bruins.
Clover versus Fort Mill.
The battle across Lake Wylie takes place in the Clover Patch this year. Clover and Fort Mill have been playing each other since 1924, and the Blue Eagles have a 46-39 advantage in this series, including a six-game winning streak. The last time Fort Mill won, my old buddy Ed Susie was coaching. Perry Wolbright's Big Blue Raptors show Rob McNeely's Mud Wasps how a rolling stone gathers no moss. Friday, night's loser, the Fort Mill Yellow Jackets.
AC Flora versus York.
The Cougars and Falcons have met six times, and York has won all six of those games. But all of those games were in the 20th century. These two teams haven't met since the turn of the century. Dr. Dean's Y-Town Cats head south to the capital city and gobble up the Bluebirds in a back-and-forth game. Friday, night's loser, AC Flora in a close one.
Rock Hill versus Indian Land.
The Bearcats and Warriors have only met twice, in 2018 and 2019, with Rock Hill winning both games. Now, they're in the same region. The Panhandle Braves venture off the reservation into the Diamond-Headed Cat's den in Football City, USA, and are never heard from again. Friday, night's loser, the Indian Land Warriors.
Catawba Ridge versus Northwestern.
The Copperheads and Trojans have played twice since 2022, with Northwestern winning both times. The last time they played in the Snake Pit, it was a close one. Don't read too much into that. The Purple Wave Warriors bring the high tide to Fort Mill and drown the green and gold snakes in their pit. Friday, night's loser, the Catawba Ridge Copperheads. That's all the time we have this week. Thanks for listening. Remember, whether you're a winner or a loser, always be a good sport wherever you are and take some time out to attend games or support teams in your area. But always, be true to your school. So long from Football City, USA. J5V, draw my bath and peel me a grape.
Oh, and I suppose you want me to wash your...
Push your back, push your back, way back.
On Friday, we'll be jacked up on the football game and I'll be ready to fight. We're gonna smash it now. My girl will be working on her pom-poms now and she'll be yelling tonight.